You're listening to White Noise here on Joy 94.9, and regular listeners of the show and those who know anything about great Aussie rock will have heard of these guys. Since the release of their first album, Teenage Rampage, they've been kicking ass all over the place, and they're currently making their way across Australia, and they're the first band that's been smart or crazy enough to come and have another chat with us. They are Dangerous, and joining me on the line is Tommy. Tommy, welcome back to the show.
Hey man, how you going?
Yeah, not too bad. Now, Tommy, the last time we spoke, your drummer Jared was unable to join us because of a recent headbanging injury. Is he okay? Has he recovered?
Actually, yeah, I remember that. I'm glad you brought that up. I almost forgot about that. He almost popped his eyeball out of the show last time we played in Melbourne. He was playing drums and headbanging at the same time, and I think his kick got... His drumstick got caught in between the snare drum and his eye socket and went straight into his eye. So, yeah, he couldn't make the interview. But, we ended up taking him to hospital that night. But, no, he's all good. And we're back doing the tour, and he's just got one eye this time. So.
Oh, so what, has he lost an eye or he's got some brain damage?
Yeah, it fell out at the show, yeah, and we could never find it.
So. Oh, that's a bummer. I'm sure it'll turn up on eBay or something.
No, he's cool. He was fine, yeah. We took him to the doctor and he got fixed up, so, we're all good to go again.
Sweet as. Now, as I mentioned, your first album, Teenage Rampage, was released towards the end of last year. How happy are you guys with this record now that it's out in the world?
Well, it took a few years to come about, you know, writing the songs and getting the label sorted and stuff like that. But it's come out about 6 months ago now, and we've been touring overseas and just, you know, to support the release of that. So, you know, we're really psyched to be back home and touring it back here, you know. So it's about time too, you know. Like I said, it's been out for 6 months. So it feels really good to be back in Australia and have the chance to, you know, celebrate what we've done on the album and that it's finally come out on a record label and you know, you can buy it worldwide. So that's really exciting for us. So the best way to celebrate it is back in your hometown doing what you do best, which is touring around Australia, you know. So, everyone's really, really excited, yeah.
So, you are here in Australia on tour, and we'll talk about that in a sec, but about Teenage Rampage, how accurately does it capture the sound that is Dangerous? Do you guys think you did a good job, or you think you could have done some stuff way better?
Well, I mean, as a recording artist, you're always going to be picky about your own work, you know, and always going to want to be doing things differently in different ways, but I think with Teenage Rampage, we're definitely more than happy with it. The songs that we recorded for that album, we had already pre-recorded at home, you know. We had a warehouse that we lived in, and we wrote the album in there and recorded it. We recorded the demos for the album in there in Australia. So the album sounded very different to what the demos sounded like, you know. But mm-hmm. I think, we went overseas to do it. We went with the producer, Ulrich Wild. We recorded it in LA. So it was a different time for the band, a different place, different country. So it definitely sounds different for us, but... We're really happy with it because it's a really accurate snapshot of the band in that time. You know, every time we hear that album, it reminds us of that time we went to LA and had a crazy holiday and recorded an album with, you know, one of our favorite producers. So it's a real snapshot in time, you know. So it's definitely captured what we wanted to capture for the album, that's for sure.
So, Tommy, when can we expect some new songs from Dangerous or a new album? When are you guys going to bring some stuff out?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if we're really kind of setting our sights on the next album as yet. We definitely always have things in mind for the next step, that's for sure. But at this point, we've only just been able to do our first Australian tour in support of that album. So we're kind of focusing on this album and what we're doing at hand, and we're really excited to get out there and promote this one. We've still got, you know, what we want to do in the future in the back of our heads, but we're really focused on what we're doing now. So yeah, we're pumped on Teenage Rampage and we want to get it out there for sure.
Now, you are back here on tour, but you've been all around the place, you know, promoting this album, plugging the crap out of it. What's been your favourite gig so far?
We got to play in America. We got to play at a record label in LA. We played in their car park, actually.
Oh, nice.
They put on a massive barbecue for us, so that was great. We did a bunch of touring around the UK, which was really cool for us, because no one in the band had even been to the UK before, so to be over there for the first time and then, you know, there with your band and all your friends and doing it, that was really exciting. And we went from Glasgow, Scotland, right north, right down the bottom. So we went, you know, we swept right across the UK, which was really crazy for us. Played some really good festivals over there. We played Summer Fear Festival and Download Festival, which was massive. So that was a bunch of fun. But we did go over to Austria for a once-off show for a Vans product party.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually played a show in the top of a mountain in Austria. And that was just a once-off show, and we kind of just flew over there, and all of a sudden we were in this, you know, foreign country and playing a show over there in the Austrian Alps. It was just absolutely mental, and that was a bit of a party. Yeah, we played at a ski lodge over there, and yeah, it's just kind of like an infamous night for us. No one can really remember it or really what happened, but what we do know is it was a lot of fun. So that's definitely the highlight, yeah.
Well, I'm sure if you guys can't remember the night, some wicked stuff probably went down. Now, Tommy, you guys are on tour in Australia. You're currently in Melbourne, and you'll be playing at the next nightclub tonight, actually. So,
that's right.
What do you guys do to get pumped for a show?
Well, we have a bit of a ritual where we just kind of give each other high fives, and that spikes us up. It's kind of simple, but, like, it works, you know. But apart from that, you know, we're just kind of backstage getting psyched up, and yeah, I don't know. There's we don't really do much to psych ourselves up for the show generally. Usually when we're up there, then it just kind of starts and goes from there. Because we've been doing it for so many years, you kind of have like a, you know, on-off switch, and as soon as we're on the stage, it turns on and the show starts, and that's it. It's quite simple, really. That's how it goes down. But yeah, it's always a riot when we play, definitely. It's always like a huge celebration for sure. Like, it's definitely the pinnacle of being in Dangerous playing live.
Where are you guys headed next?
I went up to Wollongong on Friday, and then we go up through Sydney, and then right up the coast to Brisbane, Sunshine Coast, and all throughout the East Coast, yeah.
Well, you guys sound like you're going on a mad holiday that I'm very envious of. Now,
it's a working holiday, man, for sure.
You can hardly call playing in a rock band and getting off your face on booze working. That's just not fair.
Hell yeah, man. Well, it's our job, so we have a different perception of what work is, I think.
Why can I never find this job on Seek?
Work to us is a good time.
I'm very jealous, Tommy. It's not fair. Now, I was looking up on the Dangerous Facebook. You guys claim to be the most underground and unsearchable band on the internet. So where can people get more information about you guys?
Oh, we found the last couple of days that a lot of people contacting us going, like we'd be at the shows and be like, we can't find anything, can't find anything on the net. So, yeah, we had a bit of trouble with people finding us. But the website to go to is dangerousordie.com. And that's the website which we run, and if you want ever any up-to-date information on the band, that's the place to be.
Well, Tommy, I'm going to check out that website, and I'm very, very excited to have you back here on the show. Good luck with your tour, and try not to get too wasted.
Oh, I'll do my best, man. Thanks, CJ.